Hello, everyone. Welcome to yet another episode of the Unfashionable Podcast. My name is Andy Andrews, to be exact. For those of you who do not know me, I will be your host and your healer until death does us depart. If that's intense for you, this podcast probably isn't for you. Now, listen, I know you've heard the famous line of fake it till you make it. But is that really true? Is it fake or is it faith? Believe me, I'm not trying to get all holy on you guys. I don't go to church myself at all. But let's face it, there's a higher power that we're living for here. And whether you want to believe it's the Lord, aliens, or Mother Mary herself, she's there. This week, we'll be discussing the difference between showing up with faith versus showing up for fake's sake. When I was first developing this podcast, I was fresh out of fashion, and I felt like I right away had to get on the ball because I just took like the biggest risk on myself, right? I developed my coloring book and began marketing it through Instagram, but I was still wondering how I was going to show up for my podcast, if I ever was going to show up for this podcast. I had shared with my family and friends that this was basically my next move. But what did I know about podcasting besides split and delete? I had no audio experience, no storytelling experience, besides all the years of literature and English that we had in school. I mean, it was my favorite subject, but I didn't see myself as no writer. A poet, maybe, but no writer. If you were to meet me in person, I'm as quiet as a mouse sometimes. So for me to be telling these very intricate and elaborate stories about myself and my life, it's pretty new to me. It's my first time. I came from a beautiful world of design, and I chose to enter an even more complex industry. But in hindsight, designing and styling are a form of storytelling in themselves. So if I could just translate all the shapes and colors into words, I would be fine, right? Wrong. After I chose to leave fashion, I was battling a severe case of imposter syndrome. I was an aspiring podcaster with a background in design and product development. How was I going to talk about fashion in a way that was interesting? Fashion is interesting to look at, not to talk about. Could I have approached it from a sustainability standpoint? Maybe. People will listen, but will they care? Or should I just talk shit about the industry and expose it for all it's done to me? Both options were not working. I felt like because I didn't succeed in the fashion world, I didn't have what it took to come on here and talk about the things that I do know. But I did succeed in the fashion world. I tried it. I just didn't buy it. Within 3 years, I went from design assistant to brand coordinator, using the fake it till you make it method all the way. And where did that leave me? With deep-rooted self-doubt and fears of being seen as someone who failed. I feel like the fake it till you make it notion only works for everyday interactions. Like when I used to work in retail, do you think I cared to know how the customer's day was going? No. I was just asking because I had to be polite. Maybe the fake it till you make it theory helps to build confidence. But do you really want to fake your confidence every time? Or do you want to put in the work to be courageous enough to be confident all the time? Have faith in yourself, have faith in your own skills, your own potential, and your own capacity to achieve your goals. We always want to be validated by other people. But fuck that. No one understands your vision like you do, because it's no one's vision to understand but you. Have confidence in your vision. Even if you don't see a way to get there yet, trust in your abilities to take actionable steps and not pile on a million things to tackle at once. Things might crumble and they might fall, but it's what you do with the mess that matters after all. Are you guys here for my rhymes? I'm a spitter. Not like that, sicko. I'm sure there's been a time in your life where maybe you felt like you were never going to get out of a certain phase. Maybe it felt dark or heavy and sad. But somehow, in some way, you made it to see the light at the end of the tunnel. That's faith. Just because you see the light, though, doesn't mean others will too. But you shouldn't give up on yourself. Instead, keep showing the fuck up for yourself. Even if that means listening to me every week babble on about nonsense. But how do you show the fuck up for yourself? You ask? By being kind to yourself. Not by being your biggest critic, but by being your biggest fan. Look in the mirror and give yourself a compliment. Don't critique yourself, but love yourself. Wake up every day with gratitude for what you already have, instead of waking up with the stress of how you're going to get it. Treat yourself as your inner child and do things that uplift your spirits. We're always so focused on the grind and getting to the destination, but we forget that we're already here, living the life we imagined 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I was working at David's Bridal as a seasonal stylist. I couldn't have imagined having Unfashionable, actually. There I was, 19, doing anything I could to get my foot into the fashion door and make it sound like I had a child. But honestly, Unfashionable is my baby. It's something I've been working on for almost 2 years now, mentally and physically. And I couldn't be more proud of myself for seeing yet another manifestation of mine become my true reality. From the car I drive to the fashion career I built for myself, I set a bar. And I decided that I didn't want anything less. Either you work hard, or you hardly work. Seeing this idea through, and now being 6 episodes in, it only shows me how many promises or goals that I've set up for myself, and I'm just now realizing that, 6 episodes in, I really am that bitch. And not in an obnoxious way, more of like, I've proven to myself time and time again that I can trust and rely on myself and my abilities to follow through on whatever it is that I desire. That's all manifestation is. It's hard work mixed with a little bit of magic. Show the universe just how serious you are, and I promise it'll meet you halfway. Don't let the fake path lead you astray. Have faith, take inspired action, and slay. Moving on to my favorite part of the pod. The part where we discuss any habits that we might have defaulted to growing up that maybe we want to change going forward. This week, I'm unlearning the desire to be understood. I used to care, right, about what people thought, if I was making sense to them or if I wasn't. But now, I don't give a fuck. Now, I want to be so misunderstood that you don't know whether you hate me or you like me. Misunderstand the fuck out of me, please. Because my energy isn't for everyone. It's expensive. And if you made it this far, so is yours. If my energy is for you, I adore you for hearing me out this long. If anything I said today hit a sweet spot for you, please let me know. Maybe it hit a sour spot for you. Still, let me know. I'm not here to act like I know it all. I'm still growing and learning new things every day. Just like you. I just want us to have a safe space where we're able to learn and grow together without judgment and without all the noise. Don't forget to follow the pod so you don't miss any future Unfashionable moments with me. I love you so much, and always remember, showing up as your higher self is never off trend. Love you.